Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi. Here are the top stories. E-commerce sites such as Amazon and Flipkart will be allowed to sell non-essential items from April 20th onwards. This means that customers will be able to place orders for items such as mobile phones, refrigerators, televisions, laptops, stationery items from April 20th. This clarification came from a senior Home Ministry official a day after the Ministry of Home Affairs issued a set of guidelines for services that could resume after April 20th. China's economy shrank 6.8% in the January to March quarter from a year earlier, official data showed. The first such decline since at least 1992 when quarterly gross domestic product records began. The historic slump in the world's second largest economy comes after efforts to contain the coronavirus, which first emerged in China late last year, shutting down factories, transport, and shopping malls. The clinical trials of plasma therapy for critically ill coronavirus cases would soon start in Delhi, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has said. An approval has already been received from the central government in this regard. The plasma therapy showed good results in some countries in case of patients suffering from some other ailment, Kejriwal said. President Donald Trump laid out new guidelines on Thursday for US states to emerge from a coronavirus shutdown in a staggered three-stage approach meant to revive the US economy even as the country continues to fight the pandemic. The recommendations call on states to show a downward trajectory of COVID-19 cases or positive cases for the disease over 14 days before proceeding with the plan. India on Thursday said the International Monetary Fund should continue to play a critical role in maintaining the stability of the global financial architecture at a time when the whole world is grappling with the coronavirus pandemic. Participating in the plenary meeting of the International Monetary and Financial Committee through video conferencing, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said as a responsible member of the global community, India is providing critical medicines to other nations. Shaheen Bagh area in Delhi that remained a hotbed of the anti-CAA protests for nearly 100 days has become one of the COVID-19 hotspots in Delhi. The Delhi government identified areas like street number 6, A block, Abu Fazal Enclave and street numbers 3 to 5, East Ramnagar, Shahadra as the new containment zones. With these new containment zones being identified, the number of such zones in Delhi has now reached 60. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Have a great weekend.